From Richmond to San Francisco, historical monuments have been taken down, painted over, as a new generation grapples with America's complicated past. One northern Kentucky town is currently putting up a mural of the city's founder. He was also a slave owner. As Sherry Lawson of member station WEKU reports, many residents are just now learning about him and wrestling with what to do.
On a recent afternoon along the Ohio River in northern Kentucky, artist Gina Erardi works with a group of volunteers in Newport. They're painting bold colors of blue, green, and teal to a mural depicting the city's founder, General James Taylor, and his wife, Keturah.
The whole mural without getting a drop anywhere else.
The public art is celebrating the city's 225th anniversary and will eventually showcase parts of its history with a series of murals. 23-year-old Erardi is the lead artist and mural designer. She says Taylor was a wealthy young man who was able to create a vision for the city. She says he invested in schools, roads, dams, and a significant military barracks pictured in the design. Erardi says he also was a slave owner.
I was worried about it, but I knew that this person was an important part of the story of Newport, and the goal of this project in a whole is not just to put up a memorial of this person, but to honor the entire city's history. So it seemed like it made sense.
This mural is about 37 feet long and 20 feet tall with a large image of the Taylors. It's designed so it appears they're looking into the future. It is a fact that Taylor owned slaves, says Newport Assistant City Manager Larissa Sims, but she says that's not what the city is commemorating.
General Taylor and his wife, we're memorializing them for their contributions to the founding of Newport. And in the year that's Newport's 225th anniversary, we feel like that's appropriate.
That makes sense to genealogist Julie Smith Morrow. The 70-year-old lives a few blocks from the flood wall where the murals are being painted.
I think that it is wonderful that he's being represented as a leader in the founding of this community. I don't think that we should try to pretend to rewrite history.
The flood wall is located in an area of high visibility. Jerome Bowles is president of the Northern Kentucky branch of the NAACP. He says Newport is marketing itself as a welcoming city. He doesn't think putting up a mural of General James Taylor sends the right message.
You have to be very, very careful with images like this that can potentially cause conflict with the message you're trying to send to the world. You know, because that can be very painful to a lot of individuals, not only African Americans, but the majority community as well.
Activist Chris Brown says paying homage to Taylor in a mural is not okay because he owned human beings.
And now you're going to paint a mural so that all of the people of color can drive past and look at the man who once owned their great, 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 greats. It is offensive. It is ridiculous. And it needs to not happen.
History is complicated, says Katie Brammel. She's with the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center in Cincinnati. She says it's hard to include context in public art like a mural.
What's interesting about this piece is it's new. Most of these conversations have been around things that were put up 100 to 50 to 60 years ago. But I think that we just need to, again, pause and think and try to do better, because I think the time has come to where we have to.
For now, the plan is to have the mural honoring General Taylor ready for the city's 225th anniversary in December. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Newport, Kentucky.